Meet one of nature's beauties, the dragonfly. An insect so perfectly formed that it's hardly changed in 300 million years.
Night.
pre-dawn light, he shivers to warm up his flight muscles for the very first time. And with the first rays of the sun, he's ready for his maiden flight.
Can you hear the cries of the world in your heart? Can you see the vast spiritual poverty that ravages our land? This is my prayer challenge that I want to hear. Tonight, look at your life and say, am I willing to go? I go to the cross. None of you ladies are too old. None of you men are too old. None of you children are too young. Just one.
as the rain falls through the open sky, drenching the earth below in the clothes of you and I. Dancing in the sand by the thunder and sea, bursting with life, you throw your arms around me and you whispered in my ear, you have nothing. Flows into our brilliant sea. Where will our lives take us? Time will show. Is it fate or is it destiny? I guess these things in life you never know. To know what is real, it's the way you make me feel, like falling out, like falling out. Of change, blow fiercely through our lives. This raging storm has put fear into your eyes. Just take my hand and trust in me. Together we will soar across the sky.
Falling, oh, like falling.
The male's persistence pays off. He grasps her neck with his claspers, and they begin their nuptial flight. Damsel mating is an athletic affair. Like dragonflies, the male's sex organ lies below his thorax, and to reach it, the female curls her abdomen into this romantically named position called le cœur, the heart.
Thank you.
After 2 weeks of exile, he's doubled in weight and turned blue, showing he's built up enough bulk to breed. It's time to leave his refuge and lay claim to his inheritance. Time for the Emperor to strike back.
as beautiful as your eyes. I've never seen anything as beautiful as your eyes. I've never seen anything as beautiful as your eyes. I've never seen anything as beautiful as your eyes.
The battle-weary emperor is looking his age. For 10 days, he will have clung on to his kingdom, ruled his subjects, and battered his rivals into submission. He's mated and ensured the survival of his bloodline. But now he's on borrowed time. His powers are failing, and fresh forces are rising up against him. The nights will be clear and calm, and underwater, hundreds of dragons are stirring.
Thank you. Don't attempt to listen to all of this recording at one go. Just tackle each lesson in turn, practicing it twice a day for a week before going on to the next one. Put the fingertips of both hands together. You can press them firmly together, or you can touch them together lightly. But most people use a degree of tension somewhere between the two. Now press them firmly together. Hold it there, really firmly, and let go. Your way through a poem that you know very well. But as you think your way through it, try to be aware of the slight movements of your tongue, of your lips, the muscles at the roof of your mouth, and the back of your throat. Remember to breathe out as you do it and let go.
Thank you.
patient. A pianist or typist does not become expert overnight. It takes practice. Your body is also an instrument that has to be mastered. But you have time. You have the rest of your life. Good luck.
Every dragonfly's empire is powered by the sun. Once the wings unfold, they'll never close again. The process takes several hours. Then all these young adults can do is wait for sunrise and their grand entrance into a whole new way of life. Dawn reveals the beauty of this mass rebirth and a battered old emperor's demise. Some nymphs are caught and die between two worlds, unable to fully escape their larval skins. But for those that have made it, there's so much to do. They must begin to fly and to hunt on the wing. They must put on weight and build up their strength. Then there's a territory to win and a mate to find. They must live to build an empire and to breed. They must survive to carry on a bloodline that's 300 million years old. And to do all this, each emperor must become both a beauty and a beast.